HV, I'm going to back off here, baby, because I don't want to crack up the guests. I'm going to stop being funny.
That's a heavy beat on that song. That's oh, nice. Yeah.
Should I step back and let you interview the guy?
Yeah, why don't you go sip your coffee in the other room?
Fine, deal. but I'm leaving my phone on, so my phone beeps, you're going to hear it.
All right, take it with you. Where is your phone?
Right here. It's on mic 3.
It has its own microphone.
Oh, he's got 1 second.
I got a new phone.
Attention.
I got a new phone. I upgraded
his phone to a storm.
I got a Wacky Berry.
Is that a storm?
It's a storm.
Storm.
So last night was funny. I got this from my funny. Last night I was sleeping.
He's an official crackpot.
I woken up because what happened is that I was playing an audio file, and I woke up and everything was going and going and going. I had a dream and I woke up screaming, "Shut up!" Something my phone was playing an audio file. I didn't realize.
Unbelievable.
Right. So it's got glass screen and all kind of buttons, and it talks.
Wow! Look, and when I turn it, it follows me. Will it go upside down? When it will.
When Turner turns.
Turner turns. As the Turner turns.
The question is, Mr. Caller, guess, what kind of phone do you have?
Melech, what kind of phone do you have?
He has a rotary dial.
Do you have a crackberry?
I have a rotary dial. You know, the ones with the crank handle on the side, you have to put the piece to the ear and go, operator, hello, operator. I said operate, you know, one of those.
He's got a party line.
It's 1-800-SCHMO.
All right, let's get to your CD. The drums, I mean, the whole music. So you're telling me that the drums are synthesized by you?
Everything is synthesized on there.
Wow, that's a lot of programming.
Not really.
Why is that?
I've been doing that for a number of years. So to me, it's pretty easy.
All right, well, you know, I appreciate good drum beats because I do drum professionally and non-professionally. No. Depending on how much you pay me.
played for Uncle Maishi, man. You played for the uncle.
I played for Uncle Simcha, too.
No. Okay. One thing is Uncle Simcha, but you played for Uncle Maishi.
Yes, I was a mitzvah man for Uncle Maishi, by the way.
Fantastic.
Yes, I aspire to be a mitzvah man.
I put that on the top of my resume.
You should. It's a notch in the belt, I'm telling you.
It is.
Unfortunately, it's in the wrong direction.
Hey, Freddie, you're supposed to be...
fun of you, not the guest.
I know.
I'm not making fun of you. Right, that's part of the contract.
Oh my gosh! All right, so you program and synthesize all the songs on this CD. Now, was this CD sent to just state radio stations, or can someone purchase it if they want to?
Sure, they can purchase it. There's no problem. The CD is on CDBaby.com.
Okay. And how do we search for it? By your name, by...
Yeah. Melech Ben Aryeh. But the Ben is not B-E-N. It's B-N-R-I-A. That's all.
Okay.
You go in there, and there's a little box. You type in my name, and my CD will pop up.
Great. So that's where you can get a hold of the CD. 11 songs. We have one that I want to... What would you want us to play next?
Whatever you guys like.
Which one is inspired by classical music? That's what I want to know.
Oh, he likes classical.
Oh, no, Freddie, can make us
fall
asleep.
You're going to put my listeners to sleep, but which one is classical?
Anything inspired by Brahms' lullaby?
Classical, Kaliata. There you go.
Kaliata. All right, there it is. Number three.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's all queued up. There you go.
All right. So we're going to try that. Otherwise... pretty much, do you play one-man band in your community? Are you one of those one-man band guys?
No. I teach at the community conservatory in Doylestown. So I'm the jazz professor.
You got a real musician here.
You're a what professor?
I'm a jazz professor.
A what? Sorry,
I teach jazz.
Jazz. Wow. Oh, okay.
There you go. A real musician.
There you go.
So you're actually a real musician.
Yeah. Okay, so Uncle Moshe didn't call me, so I feel very, very put down by it, but that's okay.
Okay, so you're taking this very seriously.
So I got an important question for you. Kivi or Tuki?
What's this?
Kivi, okay, Kivi and Tuki. Oh, forget it. They were another Uncle Moshe kind of thing, but I try to ask Kivi and Tuki
was before my time.
Okay, but I always try to ask, like, Kivi or Tuki, which one are you? But,
All right, Freddie's so you actually teach music. Is it full time or?
Yeah.
Okay, so you teach full time, and so this is really serious stuff. This is very serious stuff.
I don't know if it's serious. I like your spin on it. You can't take life too serious. But You gotta laugh at yourself. But yeah, this was like I said, it was very inspirational. I just put it out to the world and see what happens. That's all.
Okay.
No big deal. Not planning to make $1 million or tour off of it.
You'll get some heavy play on this show, I'll give you that much.
All right. Let me ask you a question. The second to the last song, what is that called?
Second to the last song, Speedy Tina.
Say
it's
that?
An all okay. Speedy Tina. It means sleep my child.
In what language?
In Russian.
Okay.
Ooh, Russian.
So
I like
is that like a Russian lullaby? Like if my kid is not falling asleep?
It is.
Let's hear that one. Can we hear this? I want to hear that
one. Let's hear a little.
My grandmother's Russian, so she.
Why don't you call her and tell her we're playing a Russian lullaby?
I don't know. She's.
Remember, we only play two songs. Remember the rules.
Oh right. Yeah.
We'll play these two. We have some weird rules now. You got to play because of the new Digital Millennium Copyright Act. We can play two of your songs in a row and three in an hour. So we'll have to play something else between. But
right. So we'll end with the Russian lullaby. Okay. So we're gonna play number three.
That'll be good.
Okay, well, thank you, Melech Ben-Ari, for calling. We are going to, promote, whatever, play your CD on our show. I'm going to give it to Fred, too, so you get some extra coverage on Friday. And we wish you lots of luck and keep up the great work. And, keep on making good music.
Das vidanya.
Spasiba. And
if you know classical music and jazz, I got to ask you one question.
Oh boy!
Sure.
Do you think that Bruckner was a? Tell me if I'm right now. I said Bruckner is a jazz musician way ahead of his time.
Is he related to Mordechai Ben David?
Bruckner?
Yes.
Probably not.
Bruckner Ben David.
Bruckner
no. MBD. So, forget it. Okay.
No.
Okay. So, you want to answer the question for Freddie?
Do you agree with me that Bruckner
was Bruckner related?
Bruckner.
Bruckner.
B-R-U-C-H-N-E-R.
Of course, he was a hidden kid. He was like Felix Mendelssohn. He didn't know he was Jewish. Somebody had to tell him. And when they told him...
It was Max Bruck.
That's right.
Okay. That's humor for all your classical music fans, so no one's going to get that by me, but okay.
All three classic music fans are listening. That's you... Our guests and maybe somebody else who's listening for some odd reason because classical music just very interesting stuff.
Well, let's go to the music and let's go from there.
All right, then we also have Israel news, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you,
Melech
Ben-Ari.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
You too.
And you said the CD is available at CD Baby and it's called Lachacha.
No, or Melech Ben-Ari.
No, Melech Ben-Ari is an artist, but the
he said you could look it up on the Melech Ben-Ari.
It's MELECHB ARIEH for spelling for people who don't know how to spell.
Very good, thank you. And as my Russian as my Russian classmates used to tell me that I'm a хороший мальчик.
She lied.
Спасибо, до свидания.
Arvindurchi.
Спасибо, до свидания. Thank you guys. Bye bye.
Bye bye.